Ladies and gentlemen, you probably are aware that amongst the commercial messages that air on the G. Gordon Liddy Show is one for Smith's American, and it's for gold. I wanted to meet Craig Smith, who's the president of it, not surprisingly, because he's a neighbor of mine, I found out, and we both have homes out in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I got into a conversation with him because naturally in the business he's in, he knows a lot about economics and he's interested in it. And anybody who's a regular listener to this show knows that I am. So what I did is I taped this talk that I had with Mr. Smith. And I thought perhaps you might find it interesting. I certainly did. And first of all, Craig, thanks very much for allowing this interview and letting me tape it. What I wanted to discuss with you, first of all, is to let people know what gold actually is. Now, my view of what gold is one, historically, and by that I say it goes back to the memory of man runneth not to the contrary. You can find references to gold in the Bible. I mean, we're going back thousands and thousands of years. It is the one perfect metal in the sense that there's no such thing as gold oxide. Gold doesn't rust. Right. And it is thus called incorruptible. That's why they use it inside the human body. And I suspect that this is why it has historically always, in virtually every culture there is, except certain ones in which they use large stones with holes in them, has been considered, one, a storage place for value, if you will, and a medium of exchange. I don't care whether we're talking dollars or Deutschmarks or pound sterling or yen or anything of that sort. If you're talking gold, you're talking a medium of exchange and a storage of value. Would you agree with that, first of all?
Yeah, I think your assessment of gold and its place in society is right on the button. It is incorruptible. It takes actual physical strength to get it out of the ground, therefore making it scarce. And I think that's why we in the United States of America, clear back in the late 1700s, Mr. Liddy, elected to use gold as the basis for our money system in America. I know you and your son are both attorneys by trade, and so you're well aware of the laws and especially U.S. code. Mm-hmm. And Title 12 in that code, Section 152, states that the terms lawful money or lawful money of the United States shall be construed to mean gold and silver coins of the United States.
And yes, as a matter of fact, when I was a boy, you look at a dollar bill back in those days, for example, and what it said on it was silver certificate.
Right.
And others said gold certificates. And what that meant was I could actually walk into the Treasury of the United States, where once I worked, as a matter of fact, go to a window, and they would give me that amount of money in gold in exchange for that piece of paper, because we had at one time money that was on what we would call the gold standard. And it was as a result of the Great Depression where we came off the gold standard. And as far as I'm concerned, it's been kind of funny money ever since. I don't know whether you agree with that or not.
Precisely. I couldn't put it any better than you just did.